Most of the people who want to get into garment business are well aware of it much before they start their education.
Hello everyone, I'm Jitendra Singh. I welcome you to Read My Story, where I interview authors, speakers, coaches, celebrities, entrepreneurs and more. Today I have with me Miss Neha Kedia. She has been born in Siliguri and did her education in Kolkata. She has done MBA in marketing and then worked in banking sector for more than 6 years. Then she shifted to Jaipur to learn how garment manufacturing is done. After that, she started her own bracket wear and women's wear brand, which is Chakori. So now she is running this brand with all creativity and a sustainable, like using sustainable products, and they are available on most e-commerce platforms as well. So she believes in enthusiastic life full of opportunities and learning, curiosity and courage, creativity and eagerness, thirst and willingness. She is a sports person by heart and a health enthusiast. When she is not at work, she loves to spend her time cycling, swimming or playing badminton. She spends a part of her savings on traveling and then travel blogging. She is a people's person who aspires to do services to society and stand for unprivileged. Today she will be discussing with us about her life journey. So let us hear from her. Welcome Neha, the platform is open and now over to you.
Thank you so much. So yeah,
carry on.
To begin with, I would say that, you know, garment industry as such, since I was a newcomer to this whole industry altogether, being from a banking sector and I've never studied fashion before, I realized that this is something that you have to be on your toes always, because the trend keeps changing every time. There are people involved in the business. It is not a hardcore technology driven business where you can, you know, not be in your factory or not be in the place and still your work is getting done. That is a difficult task in the initial years of the business. So when it comes to this, I think a designer has a very different eye when he looks to a different piece, whereas a general layman or a common man like me has a very different eye when we look at a different piece. So to learn that eye itself is a very big task, and the creativity plays a very important role here. So when garment industry, I saw that this is full of opportunities, because there is no one called a veteran here, or there is no one called that this business is 30 years old or 50 years old, so it is sure to do great. It is all on your design, on your technology, on your innovation, which uplifts you or which enhances you.
Correct.
So this is a challenge as well as a biggest opportunity, as I would see.
Correct. And that is really this is the only industry which is kind of evolving every day and changing.
Definitely.
There are new trends every day. So this is kind of a segment which is kind of full of creativity and new innovations.
Right.
So get back to you. So if I ask you, like, how did your past life has affected the person who you always wanted to be and what you are today?
I think I was a very, very good person when I was a child, I would say, or a teenager. But then I think the turning point in my life was the job, or the corporate job, which I did after my education, since I was into a sales and kind of a retail segment. So that is what kind of, you know, changes you as a person. You start interacting with a lot of people. You start making financial decisions for other people who are trusting on you. So
Correct.
This is a huge duty on your shoulder. Plus, when you start playing sports, or you add some of the other activity in your life internally, you know, brick by brick, you as a person also evolve every time. And if you see, I was never on a very, very certain desk job that, you know, I just have, this is the set of things that I have to do and I'm done with my work. I never got that plate for myself. I was always in a place where I need to figure out what is to be done and what is not to be done. So I think that gradually throws so many challenges on you that you kind of unleash your own creativity and your capability to work.
Right.
And that's where when anything new comes up to our organization, or any new problem also arises, there is no plan B. We immediately come up with something or the other and start working towards it. So gradually, I think experience is what changes people. Experience is what teaches people. So books and learning and education plus degrees are all set apart when it comes to the actual grounds of the doing business.
Correct. And there is all a lot of change what we read, what we study and what we do in practical life.
Exactly.
So if I talk about things you are passionate about in your life, what are those things?
So I am, when it comes to a hobby or it comes to job, I am someone who is very passionate about everything. I am passionate about getting up and even brushing my teeth. To be very honest, if I am awake in the morning, I will go to the washroom and I will brush my teeth. I will be 100% to it. And when it comes to cooking also, even if I am a very, very bad cook, but I will go into it passionately. I'll record what I'm cooking. I'll add some spice to it so that it kind of, you know, I enjoy the journey rather than the taste of the food more.
Correct.
So when it comes in my whole life, my dad always used to tell us one thing, that either don't do it or do it, you know, with your whole heart. If you're not doing it, I'm still fine with it. But if you're doing it with 50% of your effort, it's better you don't do it. So that's how we have been brought up. And I think that plays a very important role. When we eat, we should eat. Also said by, you know, our great Buddha, when we eat, we should eat. When we talk, we should just talk. And when we think, we should just think. So why we just mix everything and give 50% to all of the effort? So coming to my personal choices, I am an outdoor person. I like playing sports. I like learning new things. I'm into a lot of painting, sketching as well. Apart from this, I'm into badminton, swimming, working out. I'm a health enthusiast and I love to explore new places.
That is really wonderful. So you are into like so many activities, but you don't spend like time within all activities at the same time. So you keep priorities.
Yeah.
So what time you would be going to doing which activity depending on your schedule?
One that I have always kept by my side is my health first. And so whatever comes after work, or even sometimes it is like, you know, work is less today, so I would rather do my health, give my time to my health, my food and my workouts much before getting into anything else. This is something which keeps me driven, which keeps my stamina up, and which also releases all the stress that we get through our work.
Correct. And being a business person, the stress is really high because you have to be around with every activity happening in your business. You have to be with people, you have to look after all the manufacturing activities, raw materials, then dispatches, transportation, everything. So you have to be like on your feet full day.
Yeah, and especially when you have to wear all the hats. You might not be a very good accountant, but you should know what your accountant is doing.
Right.
You might not be a logistic person, but you should know what he is doing. So
Correct.
You end up learning the thing.
Correct. So if I talk about your work and experiences, how you started like working and what all you did throughout, and how your entrepreneurial journey started.
So as I told, from a non-business background, I started my career with job. I was not someone who knew garment industry or who knew G also of the garment industry. When I started in people's factories. I started exploring how these fabrics are made, what yarn is used, how does the whole process start. So it was not something that was predefined that I want to do this business. But when I started learning the process, it was with the intention that I should know how am I wearing a cloth? How many people are involved in making this cloth? So when I started to learn this process, it became very interesting, because from dyeing it to, you know, fabricating it, then there is a stitching unit, then there is a finishing unit. And after all this also, there's a packaging, there's a logistic, and it's a cycle of around 32 people, I would say, where you get to one single shirt. So when I started learning this process, I found that this is such an interesting concept, and the other person doesn't know what this fabric is going to be utilized for. So when I started visiting the factories, I started visiting manufacturing units of garments. Then I visited a lot of factories in Tamil Nadu, I would say, which is a hub of, again, all kind of cotton wear. And technology-wise, I think Tamil Nadu is very, very uplifted compared to the north, because of the international exposure that they had initially grabbed. So the one thing which surprised me was I visited a factory and I saw that there is a shirt which comes out of the machine at 3 minutes, which was very, very, you know, surprising for me, because I saw a process where 32 people were involved in making one shirt. I see that 3 minutes and one shirt is out. So yeah, the whole process is very, very learning process, and still we continue to learn every time we go to a new place or a new destination. So gradually I developed my interest in this field, and I found that, you know, my color skills and my placement skills of the motifs of the designing is pretty something which I can always unleash and I can always enhance more. So the journey is still let's see where we end up.
So being a creative person, you always get an edge to understand all these things.
Definitely. I think, yeah. And I think people are born creative. It is just the opportunity that they see and they utilize their creativeness. So some might be creative in interiors, some might be creative in garments, some might be creative in something or the other, but I think everybody has a pinch of creativity in them.
Very rightly said. So moving on to the next one, if I talk about your vision, mission and goal in your life for next 5 to 10 years, like how you see which level or like what all you have planned for your business to take further?
So right now my business completely bootstrapped organization. We might be looking for fundings going on in 2023, though there are a lot of company brands, D2C brands who have shown interest in investing our business because of the fast growth that we have seen post-COVID. And also being in the kids segment, I think kids wear is something, the kids garment industry, kids fashion industry as a whole is growing very fast. So there are two benefits of being in a kid industry. Is one, that a person who becomes loyal to your brand, he sticks loyal till he is, you know, at least switching to the next genre of his age bracket. So if somebody is having a kid who is 2 years old and if you are giving comfortable clothing to them, he will stick to you at least till 10 to 12 years of age.
Right.
And second is that we use for kids. That has to be really skin friendly. It has to take care of a lot of things which you might forego for an adult's brand. So these kind of, I would say carefulness is very much required when it comes to kids clothing, and there are very few players who are taking care of such deep needs. Plus in being a cultural and full of festivals country, we are majorly dominating in the ethnic segment. So if you see in the ethnic segment, kids become very tiring after wearing a heavy sherwani or a lehenga. They'll be like, I just want to open everything and put me in my pajamas. So we have our hands upon cotton ethnic wear, where we are kind of inculcating all the traditional work, all the art, local artisans' work, and we are uplifting the Indian tradition elsewhere as well. So we have seen that our growth has actually taken up after entering the ethnic segment, because there are very less players who are taking care of all the fabric needs and all the minute details of every kid's ease to wear the clothes and handle the clothes as well. And see that we have a vision of creating a buying house as well, where we would like to entertain all the foreign markets, where we want to manufacture for smaller MSMEs who are settled out stations and who are from abroad as well. Because today, if you see, Bangladesh, India and Vietnam are dominating the kids manufacturing area. But the only thing which India is catering to is we can give smaller MOQs also. Whereas if you see Bangladesh or Vietnam, everybody, or even in the traditional manufacturing setup of India, people were more keen on higher MOQs, higher volume size for manufacturing.
Yes.
So where we got an edge was we started manufacturing in a very smaller MOQs and uplifting those brand owners who just dreamt of having a brand but did not had enough capital to invest in their brand because of the huge MOQ demand.
Okay.
So right now we are uplifting those women entrepreneurs also who want to establish a brand but have limited capital and want to start with very smaller units of brand to do a test and trial. Post COVID, we have started around 13 brands as such whom we have helped in creating their own brand and selling online. So we do have a vision to create something unique for the whole women entrepreneur segment. I myself being a woman, my whole organization is a women driven organization. So we do have a special edge to that. And there is nothing more happier, when you start inspiring other people to do business along with you. Because ultimately when grow, you also end up growing.
Correct, definitely. When you support others, you also get the support yourself. That is really wonderful. And you have built it in a way that you are supporting other businesses as well. So that is really wonderful. So if I talk about the most important life lessons you have learned from your personal and professional journey so far, so what are those things you have learned through both the journeys together?
So I think what I have learned is you should not depend on anyone. This is one thing which might just take everything from you at one go. If you are just blindly depending on someone for your work, you have to put your nose in every smallest of the thing that is going on in your business. You should know all the details of your business, what is happening, what are your figures. Everything should be on your fingertips if you are starting something, because this is your own baby and it's just like your own child. You can't rely on a servant or on a maid or on a help just all the time to take care of your child. It's similar in the kind of business. You have to take reports. support. You cannot depend on anything on anyone. So this is one big, even in personal life, even in personal or professional life, I think this is applicable everywhere.
Great, nice thought. So like if I talk about the business you are in, like if somebody who is new in and willing to start a garments business, so what are the things they need to consider before they start?
See, I think today most of the people who want to get into garment business are well aware of it much before they start their education. So I think the courses, fashion designing courses, are definitely helpful. But again, there is an edge. I have seen a lot of designers who come up to us for internship opportunities as well. And we see that they come with very fresh ideas. Everything is definitely good. But at some point of time, we have, since we are a mass brand, we are not someone who is into the luxury segment or on the very high niche segment. We are a mass brand and we have an objective of reaching everybody's house. So we are price driven. We are very, very competitive in our price segments, and we make sure that the average ticket size of the product has to be within 1,000 rupees or within 1,500 rupees for the festive season. But when I see that designers are coming to our internship opportunities, they come with a thought where they are not bothered about the price segment. They're bothered about the creativity, about the design, but they are not bothered about the price segment, which takes a toll on our collection. We did launch our very, very heavy collection some time back, and in children I see that people do spend, but then there is an age bracket and children grow very fast. So a human Indian I would say will not be very keen on spending 10,000 rupees on one attire of a kid for one festival. He might be, you know, again taller the next season itself. So given that, in fact, if you see the Indian culture, people will buy 2 inches extra so that, you know, their parents can make them wear the next year as well. And this is a very practical problem. We all have been through it. So I think when it comes to designing, it is definitely a very important part. But when it comes to budget allocation as per the design, that should also be a part of your thing when it comes to business. Otherwise, you can be a designer and you can have your own boutique store or maybe, you know, something unique. But when it comes to business and generating money out of that business, it has to be a lucrative process for the customer as well, for you as well.
Right. And what about technological changes?
So technology-wise, I think it is evolving. Technology is evolving in every scenario. We might sometimes think that, you know, technology is kind of, there's nothing much to do in technology when it comes to garment or in stitching. But the fact is that even the machines that are coming today, they trace the speed, the time taken, the production cycle of that particular garment, which is very easy for us to calculate the cost for. Also, apart from the barcoding system, the stock management system, the sustaining techno ability, I would say, is very, very important for any organization to, you know, build the whole thing in the process. Right. So that it is easier for us to calculate the overheads. It is easier to for us to, you know, sell our products, maintain our inventories and everything.
Correct. So, like, that's great to hear about how we can be like, we can start a business, garments business from scratch, and what all things we need to consider for the same. So if I talk about like how to grow our business in these competitive times, which is really tough, and also how to start exploring global markets as well, which is every business, they who are into garment industry, garment segment, are willing to go global. So how they can like get into the same thing?
I think today government is also playing a very important role in, you know, uplifting or giving us opportunities to grow our business every time. GeM portal has been launched, and we can get our B2B orders from the GeM portal as well. And apart from this, all the e-commerce portals are available, and it's very easy to handle these portals as well to start your business. And growing is definitely on you as well, how fast you want to scale up and what kind of funds you're pouring into scale up your business. But starting something for a layman or for a, you know, just for someone like a very, very fresher, it's not a difficult thing today in India. Ease of doing business has really, really increased from the times when, like 10 years back, I would say. And in garments business, if you are getting into ready-made garment business, I think online portals are a must-have today to reach, to expand your audience. Apart from that, there are a lot of multi-brand outlets where, you know, you can place your product, and they are willing, they are open to take new brands. You just have to be a little quality conscious, that's all. So growing in India today is not very difficult. In fact, there are all the foreign markets who want to come to India, who want to invest in your business just because the population size is so good, the income capacity of Indians are increasing, the spending capacity is increasing, I would say rather.
Right.
And people, what's the fashionable trend? Earlier, there was an era where people were repeating, you know, especially men, I would say, were very less on the shopping side. But today, if you see, men are spending equally and they are taking care of their fashion sense equally. And it is no more, planet, I would say, when it comes to shopping. Kids are becoming so much conscious on what they want, what they don't want, which brand they want. So I think the spending capacity has increased for every household family. And if your product is good, I think they are reaching out to you. That's all.
Right. And if I talk about the men's brand and kids brand, earlier they used to be lesser as compared to now. And also the kind of product they were offering were kind of similar to everybody, every brand was offering.
But there were nothing designer-wear or where, you know, you can trial. If you men's segment, it was a t-shirt, a shirt, a kurta pajama, that's all. But today, if you see the hundreds of kurta pajamas itself, kaul kurta, this cut kurta, asymmetrical kurta. So it's nothing like, you know, women have more options and men have less options today.
Right.
And just on your taste, what you can carry.
Correct. And if we see t-shirts also, t-shirts have also like come up with so many kind of designs. And,
definitely.
Looks. So that is again a different story now as compared to 15 years back.
Yeah. The best part is the whole fashion segment is moving towards Indian prints as well. If you see the current in the market, it's more about the Indian prints, about the ethnicity that you're bringing to your cloth and not just bringing the Western patterns. So I think it's a mix and it's a fusion now, which makes everybody bright and look better.
Right. And everybody is becoming like brand conscious as well as clothing conscious too. So they look for new designs. So that is kind of a thing which is motivating garment manufacturers to innovate and to bring in with new kind of designs and products. So really wonderful thought you have shared like about the industry and the segment. So that is really wonderful. So if I talk about you again now, so are you an introvert or an extrovert kind of a person while facing your audience or meeting people or managing your business, and what are the pluses and minuses of the same?
So I am a hard extrovert person, I would say today. Though I have grown up like an introvert, and I have now seen both sides of being an introvert and an extrovert. And I think there is nothing called right or wrong. An introvert has its own pros and an extrovert has his own pros.
Right.
The cons that being an extrovert, I would say, sometimes we end up oversharing. Sometimes we end up, communicating with the wrong person because we are built in that nature now. And the pros of being an extrovert is that you don't take time to mingle with people. And I think that helps in networking, that helps in your own growth sometime or the other. That person is someone whom you will recall, whom he will also recall. Being an introvert is again a very good thing. Introverts are not always introverts. They are extrovert in their own circle, I would say.
Right.
So being an introvert, I think they're very calculative in what they should share, what they should not share, how they should speak to someone, which is one thing which I think there's a balance which is required in an introvert and an extrovert. Extreme of both is bad.
That's true. So if I talk about the kind of support you got in your journey, who were the people supported you the most?
So I think it's my mom, I would say always, because when I started my corporate journey, left my corporate journey, I was in a very good pay scale. It took a lot of courage for me to, you know, take that risk of leaving my all the hard work and thinking of what to do, just taking a break and thinking what I want to do.
Right.
So I think family comes in picture. And the support that you get from your family is very important at that point of time, because there will be someone who will tell you that, you know, just stick to what you're doing and earn that money. And there will be someone who will say that you have your whole life to earn that money. First, figure out what you want to do. So I think that's where my parents played a very important role. And my mom herself, being a business woman, she understood that, you know, it is not always money that we should run after. But if we start loving things that we do, we would definitely
definitely earn better. Money will come automatically. So she was the one who inspired me to kind of take a gap and think of what I should do. So this pause was great for me. And that's where I realized that, you know, this is exactly what I want to do. And even today, when I might be in an office mess or anything in life, and one call to her, I would say that, you know, the whole problem gets kind of sorted. She will be like, you know, these are small problems that comes in your business journey. Sometimes it's a fun related, sometimes it's employee related. So at that point, you just need someone to hear you out and support and just tell you that, you know, okay, things will be fine. You don't seek a solution at that time. Correct. So I think that one person is very, very important in your life, and that whole credit goes to my mom for this.
Wonderful. So that really is important to get a support from family. And your transition period when you are in a job or employment, and when you leave that and you start a new journey altogether, that transition is really tough.
Actually, just think that I want to leave my job.
Correct. And that transition is tough. And when you get a support from your parents, your family, that really helps to ease it out.
Definitely.
Right. So, so if I talk about the motivation and inspiration in your life, so what are the ways or what are the things you keep you motivated or inspired?
I think my clients are the one who keep me motivated to work, because whenever, you know, you get a message from someone that, you know, I really liked what you made for me, I think that makes my day. Right. Apart from that, obviously, kitna bhi hum ye sab bolne, ultimately, if you are not earning from your business, you might just work 2 years, 3 years for it and you might leave it. So money is a bigger motivation than anything. If you are not earning for yourself, it might be a passion for you. It will never become a business, or it might not be one thing that you want to do for your life. So apart from monetary factors, I think client, when they say that they really liked your product, that's the only motivation that you need for your business.
Right. And that is really important, because there are two aspects of business. One is monetary, and second is the kind of satisfaction your customer have from your product and services, and in turn what kind of responses you get from your customer that gives you satisfaction from like your business. So that is really important. Both thing, the kind of money you get in and the kind of satisfaction from the satisfied customers, that really works well. So if I talk about success, what are your thoughts about success? What do you feel success is to you?
I think if you are going the journey, that itself is success for you. You should not wait where you want to reach and whatnot. You never know what is God's plan and what, you know, where you are supposed to reach. You might just escalate that I want to be a 100 crore company, or maybe a 50 crore, or maybe a 500 crore company. What if the plan is bigger? So I think focusing on the journey and enjoying the journey, enjoying each and every part of your job, even if it is something which you are not very keen on, something which you are not a pro at, still enjoying that journey, the ups and downs, and observing the emotions that, you know, go along with that problem, challenges and all. If you start enjoying that, that is success.
Correct.
And you are very motivated every day.
Correct. Very appropriately said. And I also believe in the journey, because that is the only thing which you are involved in full-fledged, full-hearted. Because what is the outcome? That is the outcome you are like not controlling. The thing you are controlling is the journey.
COVID has been a boon to all the survivors in terms of this thought, I would say. That, you know, we have started believing in the present more than the future.
Correct.
So this is what we have learned through this whole disastrous journey as well.
Right. And the journey is important. Whatever efforts you put in, that gives you the result appropriately. So that is really wonderful thing. So I really say the kind of insights you have shared, the kind of knowledge sharing you have done about the business, how it is done, what all things and factors you need to consider, was really like kind of inspirational and motivational to many people. Because whosoever is thinking about starting any kind of business would help them to understand what things they should consider while planning and executing their business. So Neha, I must say I really enjoyed our conversation. Looking forward to hear more from you soon again. Thank you so much for your time and being on our platform.
Thank you.
And also I will share social media links of yours with our podcast so that people can be in touch with you, your products, buy them, see them, try them. So that will help them to understand about like product you are offering and the kind of services you are offering. So guys, don't forget to check that out too. Thank you so very much everyone for watching and listening. I hope you all must have gathered a lot of information and enjoyed watching it. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Have a good time. Thank you and bye-bye.